Thanks, Kevin. It's a Wheelie Wednesday with 95.3 The Bull. Thomas Gomez is here. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, good morning.
So, how's the new tires working on the car?
They're great. I didn't slide all over the road on the way in. They didn't spin. It was perfect.
You
I love those tires.
At Anderson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. I'm telling you, buy three, you get the fourth for a buck. I took advantage of it yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's such a good deal. Such a good deal. I didn't believe it until I saw the invoice, saw the paper, and I'm like, oh, this is a really good deal.
I feel like I'm a part of the out group here, and I need to be part of the in group.
Go buy tires.
Go buy tires.
I'm on it. I'm stepping on the gas.
And we're talking tires because it's all about NASCAR, and the tires that you had on your car were like NASCAR tires. They were slick.
Yes, they are.
So Ryan says, why are we talking Wheelie Wednesday today? Is the NASCAR season over?
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, and it is. It is over.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, we'll see you later. No, so we're curious. Like the schedule's already out. They already know where they're going next year. You can already buy tickets?
For most of them, yes.
And that's interesting. And we were wondering, like, is that maybe like a demographic thing? Like they know who their fans are, and so they're going to try to get them out before Christmas. And also, a lot of NASCAR fans are probably blue collar people and need to know when they're going to take off to go to the Daytona 500.
Exactly. Well, Daytona 500 specifically, that race is so expensive. Most people got a plan for that.
Sure.
But season ticket renewals are out right now. So a lot of the season ticket holders are getting their renewals, and I think those are coming due either December or January. So I think they kind of get their first dibs to get what they want, and then it goes to everybody else.
Is it because of Christmas? They think it's a great Christmas gift idea?
That's another great idea, too. Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by. That's all we have today. Do you have anything about NASCAR?
I do have two news updates.
Oh, yes.
Ty Gibbs, the winner of the Xfinity Series, the champion, he is going to be moving to the Cup Series next year in the number 54 for Joe Gibbs Racing.
How did that opening
Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch left Joe Gibbs and is going to Richard Childress.
Yep.
Tyler Reddick is shifting from Richard Childress to 2311, so that left the opening there at Joe Gibbs. And Joe Gibbs is Ty Gibbs' grandfather, so that made the most sense.
It's kind of like a trade in football or a trade in baseball.
Yes.
People moving around,
yep.
Right?
We're doing a little bit of shuffling there. And then this morning, the news dropped that Cole Custer will be going from the Cup Series down to the Xfinity Series and is going to be replaced by Ryan Preece in the number 41 for Stewart Haas next year.
Oh, so he got demoted.
It sounds like it, yeah.
So it's like in baseball, if you were in the pros and then got sent to AAA?
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Yes, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
He got bumped down.
All right, so for more on NASCAR, where do we go to buy tickets if we want to get them as Christmas gifts?
NASCAR.com.
Oh, well, there
that's
you go.
Simple.
There
you go. You can find everything there.
Thanks for stopping by. Thomas Gomez on your Wheelie Wednesday with 95.3 The Bull.